With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Alexis Taylor, the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, announced funding for the first five projects under the new Assisting Specialty Crop Export Initiative. The ASCE initiative is designed to create more, new, and better markets at home and abroad for U.S. producers and agribusinesses. The partnership between the USDA and the specialty crop sector will focus on projects to address non-tariff trade barriers that hinder U.S. exports, such as fruits and vegetables, horticulture crops, and related products. Taylor says, "We're excited to be accepting proposals from partners interested in implementing projects that will target cross-cutting issues that were identified in our discussions with a diverse set of stakeholders." Specialty crop exports totaled $25.8 billion last year, increasing the bottom line for our producers and driving economic development in local communities and beyond. She also says the agency looks forward to expanding specialty crop exports and generating more benefits. Lawmakers released legislation last week authorizing the Army Corps of Engineers to study and carry out a host of water infrastructure and environmental restoration projects across the country. The Biennial Water Resources Development Act directs the Army Corps' flood control, navigation, and ecosystem restoration efforts. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee will mark up the bill this week. This year's legislation would focus on protecting communities from increasingly severe floods and droughts and promoting economic activity at the nation's ports, says Tom Carper, chair of the committee and the bill's sponsor. It includes projects and programs relevant to all 50 states, prioritizes initiatives to help disadvantaged communities, and directs the Army Corps to finish certain previously authorized projects, from protecting our communities against powerful storms or intense droughts and keeping our waterways active at our ports. The work of the Army Corps strengthens the American economy. Some of America's leading ag organizations are reacting to the House version of the farm bill put forth by Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson ahead of markup on Thursday. American Soybean Association President Josh Gackle believes the legislation will significantly enhance the effectiveness and accessibility of the farm safety net. The national sorghum producers say the legislation will reinforce the safety net and strengthen crop insurance, along with conservation programs. The American Farm Bureau points out that the conservation and research programs helps farmers protect the resources they've been entrusted with and allow American ag to be innovative. Corey Rosenbusch, president of the Fertilizer Institute, says the text will encourage greater adoption of nutrient stewardship and conservation practices by growers across the country. The USDA is allocating $300 million to 66 organizations under the new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the agency launched RAP in October of 2023 to expand marketing opportunities overseas for American agricultural commodities, as there are many opportunities to take advantage of in other countries.
We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities in places like Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, where opportunities are significant and where U.S. exporters may not have yet established a firm foothold. These are part of the world where the GDP is rising, middle classes are expanding, urban populations are growing, and retail food systems are becoming more modern. All of this, we believe, creates a demand for greater variety of high-quality food and farm products.
The initial round of RAP funding will help recipient organizations carry out hundreds of projects encompassing a wide variety of both products and markets. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.